Thank you very much. This is a nice opportunity to germinate perhaps a core of people who focus on rural health issues. And I'll start off with our Rural Cancer Prevention Center, which is located in Lexington, Kentucky, where they wear blue, not red, for football and basketball season. This is a presentation that's really going to focus on the problem. What I'll do, though, after I'm done, is pass to the next speaker. When we come to the discussion part later in the session, the associate director for our center, Tom Collins, sitting right here, will be available to talk with you about our response to the growing disparity in rural Kentucky for these three cancers. I'll be talking about cervical, breast, and colorectal. I'd like to quickly acknowledge my co-authors for the slides that you'll be seeing. And again, acknowledge that CDC is our funding agency. You probably have been to a lot of presentations since this is Wednesday, and maybe no one's had anything to declare, but I do. I've been taking money from the drug company. So I am a paid consultant for Merck Pharmaceuticals, but that has nothing to do with today's presentation. So our Cancer Prevention Center is located in those gray counties of southeastern Kentucky. I just learned about 10 minutes ago that Dr. Myers here actually founded a Center for Excellence in Rural Health. That's a key part of that eight-county area in terms of serving rural people. So Dr. Myers, congratulations on that center, because it has been thriving and serving that part of the state well for many years now. We have a lot of people in the center, so what Tom Collins will talk with you about is not just coming from me or the two authors on the first slide, but our whole staff. Everyone's out there working. Most of our staff is working today, in fact, rather than coming to Boston. We'll start off, and all the slides will take this metric, a little orientation. So the gray represents rural, and the orange represents metro, and the blue is just the statewide value. So you can see this is just Pap test rates over time from BRFIS data, 2002 to 2010. Somewhat of a decline, but note the decline is more dramatic in rural Kentucky compared to urban Kentucky. Now, in this slide, the gray represents not rural per se, because in Kentucky, like many Appalachian states, you have rural Appalachian people and rural non-Appalachian people. So there's something about rural plus Appalachia that may be creating a more problematic recipe when it comes to screening and cancer. We don't know what that something is, but it's certainly something that we want to learn more about. So here, the gray represents Appalachia, Kentucky. So you can see it's a much greater decline from non-Appalachian Kentucky, shown in orange, and from the state average, shown in blue. So when it comes to rural, it's the rural Appalachian that tends to be worse off. Now that increase you're seeing from 2008 to 2010, we don't know why that's occurring. We like to fantasize that it's because of our center and our work, but we have no evidence to support that fantasy. So, and then after each of these sets, I'll just show you some odds ratios here so you can kind of get a feeling for whether it's the time between 2002 and 2012, or the geographic location that makes the difference. And you can see in this slide that year is not important. The big odds ratio comes all the way to your right. That's the 1.48. And you can see with that line, the confidence interval is all above 1, so that 1.48 is significant. What that tells us is that Appalachian rule decline in pap testing is indeed what's important. The rule decline has an odds ratio of 1.35. It's also significant, but not as powerful. So again, the idea with pap testing is we're missing out in the rural Appalachian part of our state. My guess is this would not be too much different in West Virginia, Arkansas, Tennessee, Georgia. Probably not, but next slide. So here, combining these two methods of looking for colorectal cancer. And again, looking at those years, 2002 to 2010, we see an increase right across the board, whether it's urban or rural, which is very nice to see. What we see, though, is that increase wasn't uniform, and we have less of an increase because we started off lower in rural Kentucky. Here, same thing now, except switching back to Appalachian, and that decline in the past is constant throughout. The distance between that gray line and that orange line has remained the same. So when urban improves, so does rural. But rural never seems to catch up. Again, here, this just shows you it's not a function of the year, it's not a function of time, it's a function of Appalachian status. Here, however, you can see the 1.41 odds ratio also applies to rural. So in this case, unlike pap testing, it may not be as important whether they're rural, Appalachian, or just plain rural. Mammography now. So we've had a decline in mammography somewhat since 2008. But notice again that we have a disparity for rural people versus urban women right across the board, and rural mammography has just never caught up to urban mammography. And again, by Appalachian status, you can see that gray line much farther down than you saw for the rural comparison. So the rural Appalachian women have always been far below their metropolitan counterparts when it comes to mammography. Again, odds ratios, nope, it's not year, it's a function of, and there's a big number now, 1.64 being the odds ratio. It is a function of Appalachian status. Now, going back to colorectal cancer, looking at FOBT, so same kind of story in the beginning, but look what happens by the time you get to year 2010. Very interesting, actually. So now, rather than having our lines separated, as has been kind of the sub-theme of the presentation so far, they all converge. The distance between the gray, blue, and orange in 2010 is not significant. So what this tells us is, for some reason, we have a convergence. But here's the problem. This convergence happened at the wrong end of the graph. We'd like to see those lines converge high, not low. So we're bottoming out. And the problem here is, perhaps, that this could be an artifact of that increase you saw earlier for colonoscopy and FlexSig. So it is likely and probable that people are giving up on annual FOBT as they have screenings that are more invasive every 5 to 10 years. So again, here, this shows odds ratios using a different format. So odds ratios are only significant if they exclude the value of 1. So there is distance between the metro and non-metro in 2012, sorry, 2004, and even 2006, but the last 2 years, 2008, 2010, those odds ratios are non-significant, again, supporting the idea that this drop in use of FOBT has been universal, regardless of rural, urban residents. Same thing again now, only Appalachian status. This is really just a repeat of before. We have a huge decline, and it's pretty uniform, whether they're Appalachian or non-Appalachian. And again, the odds ratios tell the same story here. This is a recent convergence since about 2006. We also just quickly want to give you a flavor for some of the correlations that will predict Pap testing. And I don't think there's anything here that would necessarily be new. So let me just highlight a couple of things that are somewhat interesting. So, for example, here,
high school or GED, the odds of having a Pap test are 2.13 times greater than not having a high school education. And what's interesting isn't that. We predict that. Once people go beyond high school, the odds of having a Pap test drop from 2.13 to 1.51. So that was intriguing. And the reason I highlight that is because in subsequent slides, you're going to see the same theme repeated over and over again. The income gives a pattern that you would expect. As income rises, we have more Pap tests. The exception is the unknown category, which we really didn't know what to do with. So, look, 50,000 plus income annually per household, the odds of having a Pap test jump up more than threefold. So,
what this all tells us, you look at the very last line, is that the Appalachian status is adding to this puzzle above and beyond income and education. So people say, oh, it's not rural, it's not Appalachian. It's all explained by education and money. And what this table shows you and demonstrates is no, because these variables all went into the regression model at the same time. All right, so same thing now, but this time for sigmoidoscopy and colonoscopy. But very similar pattern. Very similar. We see that drop for those people that have had more than a high school education. And we see more uptake as education increases. With the exception of, and I don't understand this one, the people earning $50,000 a year or more. Their odds of having either procedure are much lower than people, for example, earning $35,000 to $50,000 a year. Switching now to mammography, we see the same theme with the education, looking at the income, very similar to Pap testing. And again, you can see that the Appalachian status does matter. And FOBT, again, very similar pattern. And once again, metro versus non-metro or rural matters. So I think the point in all these slides is very simple, that there are several demographic factors that every good epidemiologist or public health professional pays attention to. Age, race, sex, income, education. The sixth factor that we always have to consider, I think, in anything we ever do in public health, but clearly with these screening tests, has to be where do you live? And rural can be further dissected into rural Appalachian versus rural non-Appalachian. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.